everyone. This is another edition of Zero Hour, the Anime Conventions podcast brought to you by Scarlet Rhapsody. I'm your host, Eri Kagami. You might have know me for cosplay, running Scarlet Rhapsody, and all that jazz. And with me on today's show, we will be discussing International Sailor Moon Day, and we have some special guests. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Okay,
I guess I'll go first. I'm Lisa. I'm the one who created the idea of International Sailor Moon Day. I also run the Sailor Moon Meetup Group for New York.
And I am Rachel, and along with Travis, we have taken on one of the satellite events of the international phenomenon, and we were taking on Los Angeles.
Yes, I am Travis Black, and as of 2 weeks ago, we mounted and held and planned for the first Los Angeles International Sailor Moon Day.
And of course, being from Boston, I was an attendee at our International Sailor Moon Day, which was a nice little mellow picnic in the Boston Common. Since I'm talking to both coordinators from coast to coast, I think that's really amazing. We got like New York, we got LA, we got Boston on the show. All right, can you tell me how you guys coordinated your events, how you got those started, how you got it all started? Let's go New York first.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So at first, I really wanted to be a casual get-together, just have fans, you know, hang out. So I was going to originally do it in Central Park. But within a couple of days, I received about 5,000 people were interested in International Sailor Moon Day. So I was like, okay, let me do some research. Apparently, it costs a lot of money to get a permit to do it in Central Park. So I quickly researched for any cheap venue that, because I... You know, it's either I have to pay out of my pocket or do tickets. So it took a while, but I found a church, Grace and St. Paul's Church. I discussed with the pastor, and he was totally fine with it. He gave me a limit. He's like, you could fit comfortably 200 people. We can do whatever we want with the place. We can add pictures and decorate it as much as we like. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we booked it with him. And then once I got a place, I let everybody know. And then I got a team. Most of them are friends of mine and who I met on during the Sailor Moon meetup groups for the last couple of years. We got together on Skype and just chit-chat about how we were going to do this event. And this happened around June. So like after a month I've announced International Sailor Moon Day, we started planning. We came up with so many great ideas for the event. It took us a while to narrow everything down. So basically we did a cosplay contest, karaoke contest, match game, Sailor Moon edition. I was going to interview our Star Knight Industries. And what else?
Oh, they were there?
We have raffles and raffles that are donated by fans, which I've done at a few local events before and everyone always enjoyed it. And just basic dinner decorations we just did. We just put some stars on the wall. A friend of mine donated her poster to put on the wall just to have something Sailor Moon related. It wasn't until, I would say, a couple of weeks before International Sailor Moon Day, I was approached by Jennifer, who sings the Sailor Moon English songs. Her manager just contacted me and she was like, hey, we would love to be a part of your event. I'm like, that is amazing. We would love to have you. So we decided to do a live Skype chat with her. And she also would like to ask if she can join in other cities too. So what I did is ask other cities if they would like her to live chat with them. Since most cities didn't have internet connection and whatnot, she or couldn't even do Skype. She said she will make a pre-recorded video, which soon will be on YouTube. So everyone gathered together who wanted the video, and it wasn't made until like 2 days before the event. And I emailed everybody who wanted it, so they showed it at their event. Meanwhile, we had it live. A lot of technical difficulties because of the Wi-Fi, but we managed to get through, and everyone was just excited. They were surprised, like, we had someone like that with us. It was just amazing.
Sounds awesome.
Yep.
So how did LA get us started?
Mm-hmm. Well, my story, my involvement only stretches back a couple of weeks. And when I said 2 weeks earlier, what I meant was that was actually the beginning of my becoming involved with Sailor Moon Day in general. I had originally just RSVP'd on the page like everyone else and was waiting for event details. And it seemed like there was some confusion as far as the Los Angeles event was going, so I called up Rachel and I said, hey, why don't we team up and mount this event ourselves? And she was immediately responsive. And from there, we just started scouting locations and reaching out to people and getting decorations, and it just kind of all came together organically.
It was all a pretty exciting experience because I would sometimes be looking at that page, it's like, my God, thousands of people. I wonder how this is going to work out. So then when I heard from Travis, like, you know what, with a team effort, 6 days, yeah, all right. If anyone could do it, we can, because I think between, like, our own circle of friends, I mean, Travis, you tell me, I mean, like, I don't know personally anyone else in L.A. who loves Sailor Moon more than Travis. And usually I have been the Sailor Moon go-to girl around here, too. So it was just an amazing opportunity for teamwork. And I think it was just, like, my brain automatically then went to, okay, we now have a new event page because we want to do something that was directly under our control from the get-go. And there would be, like, and just within, like, a few minutes, like 20 minutes, it was hundreds and hundreds of people. So we had to think of logistics. Where can we have to have all these people? And Travis actually had the brilliant idea of, well, what about a park? And later on, when we found out about the rest of the international community, they took that lead too. So our main concern with the time we had was, how can we keep all these people happy? And Travis said something very simple to me. They just need to find each other. And a lot of it takes care of it from there. And, you know, we had a very simple event. It was a park picnic, but the feeling amongst all of the attendees, it completely astounded me. Like, what were some of your takeaways from, like, the people there?
Well, I mean, on the whole, everyone was very friendly, and I enjoyed it. I don't think there was really a bad apple. We had an excellent turnout. People kept showing up until the very end. Mm-hmm. We were so exhausted that we were almost tempted to turn some people away because we were ready to go, but we stayed for a good while.
Even after our time.
We literally made hundreds of new friends, and I was happy because the main reason that I wanted to become involved with this was to help solidify or unify the Sailor Moon fandom in the Southern California area, because I've been living out here for about 6 years, and I have this love for Sailor Moon and I have all these friends, but I only have a few that actually are into it like I am. So I really thought this would be a perfect opportunity to just kind of, like, bring people together with a common love. And I knew that Southern California is one of the biggest, you know, anime enthusiastic areas, I think, in the nation, as well as New York. So the response was immediate and unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some hints before. Occasionally there would be something like a Sailor Moon art show, and I would see those lines go out the door. But
yes.
I mean, even so, even knowing that, the response to the International Sailor Moon Day event so quickly just blew my mind, and the numbers and the positive outreach. In fact, it was soon after that, well, Travis, do you want to say, like, what you decided to do after?
After what?
Oh, the event page. Well, the group. Okay, Travis created a Sailor Moon, because we were having everyone on our page. We were having everyone on our page say, we love you so much, we want to see you all again, and do you want to take it now that
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so we had a lot of people requesting future meetups, so I just took it upon myself to make a group called Sailor Moon LA. So if anyone is listening to this and would like to know about future meetups, International Sailor Moon Day and Board, look up Sailor Moon LA on Facebook. And we already have, in 3 days, close to 300 members. We're closing in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
I just looked at it right now, and that's right.
We have a good little community going already.
In just
that,
a matter
that
of
is years. Amazing.
That's really awesome.
I started Sailor Moon Meetup in just for New York, casual meetups for fans 3 years ago, and never once I've ever imagined I would do an International Sailor Moon Day will result in other cities starting up event pages because everyone wanted to continue meeting up. That's just amazing. I mean, even people I met in the New York event, they were like, are we doing other meetups, like little ones? And I'm like, I already have one. Come and join us. And we always do meetups every month. And it's amazing how the community came together in such short time and wanting to hang out with each other and just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, I can say the same thing for Boston. We had a pretty, like I said, we had a pretty mellow meetup, even though it said like 1,000 people were going to be at the Boston Common. We ended up having, I want to say, maybe 50, 60 or so people. We originally were going to meet up at the gazebo over at the Common, but apparently there was another cosplay meetup going on that day. It was like the younger generation cosplayers, and you had like the 90s kids and some 80s kids on the other side with picnic blankets spread out, and it was really cute too because like some people they brought their kids. If you guys are familiar with Sarah Saki Ford, she brought her kid over. She also has an amazing Sailor Moon collection too. And after the meetup, everyone was like, hey, let's keep this going. And now there's like a brainstorm thread on the event page on like, hey, what do you guys want to do after this? So people are like, karaoke, afternoon tea. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And plus, I really like the group there because I express this a lot in the podcast that I run. Like, it's so rare to like find anime fans that like are in their late 20s, early 30s, that you can kind of have like that connection with, because sometimes I feel fandom is getting younger and younger and I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm kind of getting old here. But it's just really nice to connect with people on the same maturity level and same age range. And you can also share like, yeah, I grew up watching Sailor Moon, waking up, setting up my VCR timer, and strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Oh, wow.
That takes me back.
I was actually thinking about bringing strawberry Pop-Tarts to the events. Like, I wonder if CVS has like those buy one, get one frees, and I'll bring strawberry Pop-Tarts for everyone. I thought, but like, okay, then let's see who gets the inside joke.
Yeah, I know, that's a really old school joke that I think anyone who gets that is really special in my book.
Yeah. So. Well, I used to run a series of panels at anime cons called Moon Prism Pop Tarts, which just kind of looks at the history of Sailor Moon in North America, and like I purposely made that title as it is because I wanted to like get all my 90s Sailor Moon fans here. Like, come on, you know who set up your VCRs and thought that buying Pop-Tarts would save the world. I accidentally bought s'mores.
Insane. That was like an X-Files episode or something. I don't... But no, I mean, I just love that we're going through this renaissance for the entire Sailor Moon property. It's amazing. And we're seeing this revival not only commercially but among the fandom, and I don't think we're ever going to have another time between the new anime, a new English dub of the original anime, Crystal, the new anime. It's really we're in the middle of, like I said, a renaissance, and I think this is the best time that the official Sailor Moon Day could have happened. And for the unification of the fandom, it's really nice because it's gone. I grew up, you know, nerding out on little message boards.
Alt Fan Sailor Moon.
On dial-up modem.
That was definitely the only place I had to talk about Sailor Moon, at least on the level that I wanted to talk about it. Every spectrum of the fandom, you know, I was lucky to get a friend to sit down and watch a subtitled episode. So now to be able to just through the power of the internet, gather hundreds of people in one location in Los Angeles or New York or Boston. I think that's amazing.
And it really speaks to how the internet played a role, especially in the early days of that fandom. I'll come back to it, but I also want to say real fast what you were saying before about like the different generations. I think one of the favorite things we had in our LA event was we did have a few parents bring their kids, but there was a mom who dressed up as Usagi, and she had a child dressed up as Chibiusa. Aww. And they just, the love that they had for each other and the pictures, and it's not
so
just...
So cute.
But it's not just like the people who are in their late 20s and early 30s who love this. Here's the thing, they're passing it on to their children.
It's becoming generational.
How magical is that? That is moonlight magic.
Definitely, because in my event, not only, you know, there was people around our age, but there was mothers, again, dressed up as their daughters as Sailor Moon. There was a cute little Sailor Moon. There was a cute little tuxedo mask. Aww. Walking around the event. Not only that, we have a whole new generation joining us. We had, like, 15-year-old girls who were just getting into Sailor Moon now. And I met them through my meetups, and they were 13 when I first met them, so now they're like 15 and they still love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're like, they're still rereading the manga and everything, and I was like, oh my god, we just have a whole new generation joining us too, which is amazing.
Isn't it amazing? We finally have a good translation of the manga. We finally have an uncut dub of the series, so we can show it.
All the content.
Yeah, so our children are lucky, they can just see it. Originally, you know, unadulterated,
no
the way it's supposed
cousins.
To be. Yeah, no more cousins. Everything is as it should be.
Yeah.
Joyside is a man.
It's a man, baby.
But you know what? Without that, we would have never gotten to Sailor Moon in the first place through all that edits.
That is true.
Yeah, and can I just say one thing? I just really want to say how appreciative I am, especially of Viz Media, because I've had a personal relationship with them going for a little over a year now. And Charlene Ingram and Amy Marr, they have been nothing but engaging and kind and responsive since day one, since the announcement that Viz had licensed the property. So I think we're very lucky that we have someone has licensed it that not only supports the fan base, but is, you know, their fans themselves are engaging the fans in these events.
I definitely see like the love that they bring so clearly into it. Like the very first thing I did was I read her interview as soon as that announcement was made. I believe it was at Anime Central May about a year ago, and just the love that Charlene has like for the series and that she brings to every aspect of it. It just a big thank you to Viz.
A while back when I first started going to anime conventions back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Charlene back in the day was known as Tristan Citrine, and she was known as the sewing goddess. She used to sew all these... She used to sew all these costumes for a Southern California CRMU performance group, Sailor Jamboree.
And I knew that.
I remember Sailor Jamboree. Wow.
Yeah, because I remember like they were like a really big thing like in the early 2000s, and they did all these reenactments of all these performances. And that's how I knew Tristan Citrine's like, oh, one day I want to sew like that. One day I will have the talent. So it's just very interesting to see how people grow in fandom. You start off as a super fan, and now you're in the industry, and you are bringing that, your love of something, and sharing it with so many people.
And it's also interesting to think about how Sailor Moon first began, its fandom very first began growing in the late 90s. And I wonder if it would be what it is now if it premiered even like a few years earlier, like during the 80s, before the internet became what it was, because I remember like it was, the internet had to play such a big part. For example, people like Travis, the only people who could connect, the only way he could connect to other people was through online. The only way I found out about the original series and through like what the characters were beyond like the deep dub description was through the internet, and it just shaped the fandom. And even SOS with our Pop-Tarts jokes from earlier, they were all like, internet is so entwined with American Sailor Moon fandom culture. And even International Sailor Moon Day would not be what it is if not for social media. We know all these people exist because of it. Otherwise, they would just be in their own homes, just wishing they could find other people. But I think it's just very fascinating the role that it has played in not only the fostering of the fandom, but then the eventual successful and triumphant uniting of it, as what happened on August 15th.
Oh, it's full circle and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, because the only way I found Sailor Moon fans was just online through the forums and following fan sites, which are still around and still growing.
I used to write them.
Without that, I wouldn't have thought of the idea to do this. Even just a basic Sailor Moon meetup, I wouldn't have done it without the internet.
Yeah, I've met Sailor Moon fans through the internet, and what I used to do back in the day is I used to audition for all these Sailor Moon fan dubs and radio plays, and I've met people who are fans of Sailor Moon. I also met like people who were fans of Sailor Moon and were like actor geeks. I was like a huge drama nerd at the time too. It's like, oh my god, you like acting Broadway and Sailor Moon? Oh my god, we are best friends for life.
It's like, my goodness, you are a woman of good taste.
Well, there was like 100 Sailor Moon fan dubs and radio plays, but they never got lifted off the ground.
I remember seeing the fan dubs on YouTube. There was a great fan dub of the final two episodes of Classic, the first season.
Oh my.
I don't know if any of you ever saw
it. Yes, I know which one you're talking about. It's the Negavision dubs, I believe. Is it?
Negavision is the most famous / infamous, but this was a different group, and they just did the final two episodes, and they tried to do it in the Deke style so that we could have, an uncut version in that continuity. It almost worked. It almost did. For a fan dub, I thought it was well done. And, you know, let's just thank our lucky stars that watching it in English now is kind of surreal. Those very poignant moments with the deaths of the Sailor Soldiers. It's kind of amazing.
And even, like I said, the parents, I just recently got pinged on, like, my general anime group that I got on. It's like, I'm a dad, I need to know where I could find the dub to show my daughter. And it just goes back to what I was saying before. It's just now there's just a more accessible way to show Sailor Moon in the purest form it's ever been available in before in English.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what's next for both your Sailor Moon groups? So what's next for New York and what's next for Sailor Moon LA?
Well, for New York, we'll continue with the Sailor Moon meetup group. We're always meeting up at least once a month, either karaoke or just hanging out. But we do have a couple events coming up. Most of it is the karaoke, which is the big thing.
Where'd you guys do karaoke?
We do it at a place called Karaoke Duet. So we just get a room. They have Sailor Moon music, Japanese,
nice.
So we're like singing it the whole time. And then along with everything else, we'll just sing random songs. Since we're around the same age, we all tend to sing old 90s music at the time, but
yes.
It's a lot of fun. And then we have a trip to Mitsuwa, which is like a Japanese shopping center that we can go to that's nearby in Jersey. And it's just, I'm going to plan a Halloween party soon. I needed a break after International Sailor Moon Day, but we're going to start having a Halloween event, and I'm always doing the holiday events. But with that, I opened up the Sailor Moon meetup for all the other cities, since now everyone is interested in having events in their city. I opened up not only to New York, but if any of the old event hosts that have done International Sailor Moon Day, if they want to host events on the Sailor Moon meetup page, that way it could be a big hub so everyone could just go there and say, hey, there's an event going in my city like in a month or so. So that's what's been going on my side.
Awesome. So what's next for Sailor Moon LA?
Well, the main thing is like really taking in like the huge fan response, and we just started mobilizing it. We're in like the earlier stages.
Very early. Like three days ago? 3 days we started.
3 days of existence.
Building an army worthy of Mordor. So.
damn skippy.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've taken, but right now, I guess we're just in like the evaluation process. We're deciding like, okay, who are the members of our community? Who has what skills to host what event? What are demands? And we're going to try our best to keep everyone happy, keep the spirit alive. It's already been happening on a virtual sense. Like every day, Travis and I have been flooded with notifications that say, this is my favorite soldier, let's talk about it. And it's just all of this, because it's flourishing so strongly online already, we just need to bring it back to the real world, and we're just nailing down the logistics now.
Yeah, no, Rachel and I, we talk every day now.
All right.
We had an hour-long discussion just yesterday about tentative events, not only just where we could have them, but, you know, what we would do, who would host them, how often we should do them, timing, just there's a lot of different logistics. So I think the general consensus is not to overthink it and just, you know, maybe be like New York is doing. We're going to try and have, you know, maybe not every month, but every other month, some kind of good Sailor Moon Los Angeles meetup. And then we'll also have like tentpole events. So say when a new box set is released, or a holiday. I love the idea of the holiday get-together, Lisa. Mm. That's good. The Sailor Moon Christmas party.
Sailor Moon Christmas.
There are Sailor Moon Christmas.
There are. Yeah, just whatever we could do to just kind of like keep that feeling alive, we're going to do it.
But Rachel and I do not want to do this all on our own, so we are encouraging other people in the Southern California area to get involved.
We want it to be owned by, it's not just the vision that Travis and I see.
Yeah.
We want to encompass mobilize the fandom for all its diversity as strongly as we can.
Exactly.
Yeah, same thing in New York. I always encourage for the last 3 years, if anyone has a fun idea, just do it, post it, we'll go. And some people have stepped up the plate and created their own events, because I want to keep it more as a community. Like, we're all friends with each other. Let's hang out and do things together. And I encourage everyone to host an event. If they're too afraid to do it by themselves, I'm there with you. I'll help out, and I'm sure others will help out too. And it's amazing that you guys are going to start that too. And from what I'm hearing, other cities are about to start the same thing. So this is really big. It's getting there.
Yeah, because a lot of other, especially like some of the New York fandoms already have like meetup groups of their own. Like, I know this is huge for Bronies, Homestuck, and I'm finally glad that Sailor Moon already has like this meetup kind of group in different cities. Or like, yeah, let's want to hang out with Moonies. Let's do it.
I think I also want to take a moment now. This is a really great place to talk about the nature of the Sailor Moon fandom itself. Like it's kind of like an unsaid thing that whenever you get a lot of people of a certain fandom together, that you're going to have some cool people, but sometimes you get some like people where it's like, okay. But I think what just really even surprised me is just the level of unity and respect. Like, I think Sailor Moon, I mean, I don't know, I could be just elitist or something, or biased. I'm totally not denying that could be the case, but it just feels like our fandom has some really, like, Sailor Moon just means so much to people on such a very personal level that the fact that it brings those type of people together, like, yeah, this meant something so important to me, and that it meant something so important to you too, it creates just such an instant bond, more than, oh yeah, that special effect was cool, oh yeah, that line was cool. No, it reached into something very deep, and to meet with people who saw that as well, it's amazing.
No, that's a good point. I think Sailor Moon has something that a lot of other shows, fandoms, properties, I think it's something that maybe Doctor Who has, a few other special fandoms, but Sailor Moon has emotional resonance, and I think it's one of those shows that touched a lot of people at a very special, critical time in their lives. I think it's helped a lot of people through some really hard times. It helped me through my parents' divorce. It helped me through hard times at school, growing up in a very conservative pocket of the nation in East Texas. It was not easy being an individual. So at least I had my Sailor Moon manga in my pocket to read during lunch in elementary school, you know? So, I mean, it's just, I think that it's, you can make an event. It's like that that movie where the man builds the baseball field. You build it and they will come. Yeah. Hold Sailor Moon Day and the Sailor Moon fans will come.
I agree, because even for my personal self and others that I've heard while talked to on International Sailor Moon Day, a lot of people said that Sailor Moon helped them in their lives during their downtimes. And it's just amazing. Like, I've gone through the same thing, you have gone through the same thing, but this one show gave us hope and telling us, you know, live your dream, go do it. Despite all the struggles, just keep going and you'll get to it. And I think that's what connects us all. And it's just, it's amazing that we all came from a similar situation, but with this one show, it helped us so much.
It certainly has helped me in a lot of ways, because throughout middle school, I went to a small private middle school, and Sailor Moon was the one thing that kept me, like, just surviving through today, because I knew at the end of the day, I can go home and watch an episode of Sailor Moon that I timed on my VCR. Like, okay, I just need to get through the school day knowing that I'll be able to watch an episode of Sailor Moon. I know it sounds cheesy, but just being ostracized for being different, for being my own person, at an age where you're kind of forced to conform to whatever 17 magazine says, it was just really hard for me to, like, really fit in. But this was a show that just kind of just kept me in positive spirits, and I still got hated for liking Sailor Moon, like, whatever. I mean, it just really taught me, like, you know what, no matter what, Usagi will always be your friend, no matter how different you are, because there's always gonna be someone out there who will love you for you, no matter who you are.
Exactly. I mean, I was teased a lot in school and looked down upon, and because I'm the nerdy, quiet type, and they're like, oh, blah, blah, you're not cool, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, the only way I got through my day, it was just because of Sailor Moon. I'm like, look, I have nobody in school to talk to, but at least I come home, watch Sailor Moon, it'll cheer me up and be like, you know what, one of these days, I'm gonna do something, like, I'll be out there and do something, and these people will be like, wow.
Yeah, well, you know? Look at you now, Lisa.
I know. And I know that from my side, like, it's gonna sound like melodrama, it's gonna sound like hyperbole, but I would not be who I am today if not for this show. Like, the common thread is that we would have, like, this difficult time growing up. I mean, I know I did. It was, growing up for me, I was always in, like, very shaky, unstable situations. My physical health wasn't that great. And also, I think what also really, because I discovered Sailor Moon when I was, a sophomore in high school. And I found out through my dial-up internet on the Sailor Moon page about Haruka and Michiru, and especially in the 90s, never before have I seen, like, lesbian relationship main protagonists that were the heroes of the story. They weren't the joke. The other girls, like, looked up to them. They were role models. What is this? And it's not just them. It also had gay men in there. It also had the gender fluid characters that you meet later in season 5 that the Deke Dubbers did not want to touch. And it's just that when I was coming out, I have never seen such a positive example. It's like, yes, you could still have a family. You could still, like, be liked and respected even if you are queer. And in the 90s, especially the early 90s, you've never seen that message in the media before. And even beyond that, the fact that you don't have to be taken down by your circumstances. You could be a soldier for, like, you could keep fighting. You don't give up. There are people that believe in you. You could be strong. And it taught those lessons. And even so many things that's like, oh, they try to be girl powers, like, oh, you could do these things despite your girl. Sailor Moon was one of the few series that say, you could do these things because you're a girl. It owns femininity. Even for men watching, it shows you that emotions are power. It's not something to be, like, beaten right. down. And it's not a weakness. Like, feminine traits are not a weakness. They make you strong. And it made me strong, for sure. And in fact, that's why a direction I chose to do is, like, I decided to become a professional soldier for love and justice. So I'm now pursuing a master's of social work with a concentration in social change. And honestly, I wonder if I would be on the path I'm on now if not for the series Sailor Moon.
Awesome. I mean, I think we all have our own stories when it comes to Sailor Moon. I mean, I could also go on and, on like, okay, if we were on an Utena podcast, like, let me tell you how Utena got me through the weirdness of high school. Yeah, like once you go from Sailor Moon, then you graduate on to Utena. I mean, that's a joke, but yeah, I think we've all had some great events going on in our respective cities. Any closing thoughts on International Sailor Moon Day, Sailor Moon fandom? Now's your chance.
Lisa.
Well, I would like to say I'm very grateful and thankful for everyone just joining in with me and doing this. I know it was not a lot of time, especially some cities were like last minute and whatnot. It's just, this was amazing. I did not expect any of this to happen. Literally thought, I'm like, it's going to probably be like 20 people showing up. Like, my meetups has always been 20 people or so, and we're just going to hang out like always. Never expected thousands upon thousands of people and like almost 50 cities wanted to join in with this. So I'm very thankful. I'm also thankful to Viz Media because they were really talking about the event throughout social media and really supportive for this. And they were at local events too, so that was amazing. And I'm hoping that once I figure out a date again for 2016, that we'll continue to do this and keep it strong. And I hope every city will have a good time, and maybe more will join us next time.
LA!
Well, I think Rachel and I are both very happy with what transpired recently with our Sailor Moon Day, and we're looking to make it bigger and better next year, and we can't thank Lisa here enough for initiating the idea and for getting us started, because if there's one thing that I feel confident about doing, it's engaging in Sailor Moon fans, and this is really, I think, been a wonderful thing that has enabled the fandom to come together at a very very fortuitous and exciting time. So thank you, Lisa, and thank you for trusting us with the Los Angeles branch of this event.
Oh, thank you.
No, this, I just want to echo, this could not have happened, none of this. Every single country, you set off that first domino, because you said it yourself earlier. You said, screw it, I'm just going to do it. Anything else be damned, and you made all of this happened. This event, this idea is amazing, and you're amazing, and it's just all mobilizing now, and I'm just excited for the future. And yeah, that's all I got. I'm gonna get emotional, but I'm just grateful. That's all. That's the simple way to say it. I'm grateful.
I have a reason to wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully one of these days I can check out both a New York event and an LA event, because, you know, I'm kind of bi-coastal. I mean,
coast to coast, baby.
Yeah, I swing both coasts. This is.
Well, actually, that could be an interesting idea. I mean, Lisa and I, we've already been in touch for a while, because, like, I'm actually originally a New Yorker that just, like, came to LA later, so Lisa and I have actually been chatting already, and there's always been like kind of like maybe we should do something that could actually unite the two coasts, but I don't know, maybe we could like actually figure out a way to realize that now. I just finally figured out that implication.
No, I think that would be wonderful, and if I'm ever in New York, I would love to participate in a New York Sailor Moon meetup, and I hope that if anyone here is in Los Angeles that they would reach out to Rachel or I, because we would love to include you.
A rainbow bridge from coast to coast.
Or anyone listening.
I was going to say, even when Rachel came to visit New York, I made a meetup event just for her, and I was like, hey, let's go meet Rachel. She's coming to New York, and we'll hang out. I mean, I've done it to so many other people who visited, too. Another person, Wendy, she's from North Carolina. She came to visit, and I'm like, let's make a meetup group, and let's hang out and meet a new Mooney. So anyone who wants to come to New York, just let me know. I'll make a meetup event for you.
Yeah, I'm already, like, brainstorming on the LA groups. Like, hey, I usually visit, maybe twice a year. We could do like a Japanese garden kind of thing, because there is a Japanese gardens up in Van Nuys, and someone mentioned Cal State Long Beach, but it costs about $100 to rent the that Japanese garden. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to visit like different meetup groups, because the J Fashion, the Lolita community is also like that too, where each city has like their own community. They do their meetups every month, 2 months or so, but like you can hop into any other community and you can like join in on their events, or if you're visiting in town, they can brainstorm an event that kind of like works around your schedule. So I'm really happy that this is a thing for Sailor Moon, and oh my god, I'm just like just thinking to myself, considering Los Angeles and all, like, are you guys familiar with the whole concept of Disney bounding? You know, where you're like...
Oh, am I?
Okay, so for those of you who are listening...
I'm a Disney bounding veteran, my friend.
Awesome. I totally rock. I'm some Disney bound Marie, but hear me on this. It's a meetup idea for perhaps the LA community, especially those who have annual passes. So the concept of Disney bounding is you're like wearing like a coordinate inspired by a Disney character. And I was thinking, like, what if we, for those of us with annual passes, or those of us who want to go to Disney parks, do like a Mooney bounding, where you like are in an outfit coordinate inspired by a Sailor Moon character, and you're in Disneyland.
That's perfect, you're hired.
Okay.
That's amazing. What I started thinking about, like the sociologist in me, is now actually like all of these. All of these like cities from all over the world that got involved, I think we all explained like really heartfelt ways of all of the common threads that we all had in common. But now I'm even wondering what is unique to the different cities. So Lisa, I'm really like, I'm now personally a little bit, I don't know if actually, yeah, I guess that's a question for you. Have you noticed anything that has been like certain flavors that have been unique to certain cities? That like, oh, this is how Sailor Moon fans unite over here.
Not that I've noticed. I mean, I've seen that we're a lot similar than different. Other than the locations being different or the type of ideas. I know like certain places, they took their events to a certain degree. So some of them kept it very simple as like a hangout at a cafe or a park, while some others just blew it up to a big party or a con, like a mini con out of it. But other than that, like, not anything big that I can think of.
It's interesting. I think that says something unto itself, too. But that's fascinating.
If you want to talk about unique flavors, there was a group of scientists in Antarctica that held a Sailor Moon International Day.
I heard about that.
Last weekend.
Yes.
So I have this glorious vision.
Oh my god!
of five scientists and three penguins.
Lisa, intergalactic Sailor Moon Day. Let's get NASA on this. Let's get the Moonies and NASA.
Hey, my dad used to work for NASA, and he was one of the lead engineers on the Mars rover. And I gave him slack. We're like, why didn't you name it after Raheena? Why didn't you name one of the rocks Raheena? You were an instrumental engineer on this project.
It's never too late.
That's true. Too bad he's retired now.
That, like, NASA astronauts to, like, flash their Sailor Moon fan art at the camera.
Actually, I think, if you remember, like, Anime News Network, they had a contest where you would, like, post, like, an Instagram photo of yourself, like, what the Sailor Moon mean to you. And I think, like, one of the finalists was someone who actually did work for NASA.
Yeah, they chose a great winner for that one, and you're correct. She that winner was involved in the space program, and I thought that because I mean, how do you choose? Because there were so many people with these profound stories.
And that was
a brilliant campaign, and that just shows you what happens when fans are running the show, that they know how to reach out and get people involved. And I think that the awareness that Sailor Moon is back over the past few years is just, it's palpable. And I think, I don't know if you guys can feel it or not, but there's just such a consciousness now that was not there 4 years ago.
It's like everyone just woke up from a deep sleep in the crystal.
Exactly. We're all waking up to Crystal Tokyo now. I mean, we're getting ever closer to, like, the 30th century. But no, I mean, I started reading those stories, and I started tearing up. It was just, like, so astoundingly beautiful. In fact, I think I need to see, like, that In the Name of the Moon documentary.
I need to see that, too, because it's been screening around the East Coast con circuit. Speaking of media and coverage, what did you think of like sites like MSNBC covering International Sailor Moon Day?
Lisa. Oh my god. A friend of mine, she said, "Lisa, you have to see this." I'm like, "Okay." And I was amazed. I did not expect to see MSNBC on this. I was like, "Oh my god." I talked to the host who was in the interview. She was the host of Seattle, Washington. She said they approached her about it during an interview, and she was like, "Yeah, sure, let's do this interview." And that was the result of the interview. It was amazing. I did not expect that at all. And there was a couple of press. For me personally, during International Sailor Moon Day, I was looking through the Twitter feed, and another group was like, "Hey, can we come by and, you know, just see your party and then do a press release?" And I'm like, "Yeah, come by, come to the event." They were there in an hour and taking photos and interviewing everyone. I was like, "Oh my god, I never expected that."
Just as our event was wrapping up, like, we thought everything was said and done, but suddenly, like, I didn't reach out to them, but LA List, like, came by and it's like, "Hey, can we cover you?" And that was pretty much like, yeah, I mean, the word just spread. There is something, though, I do want to mention about that NBC piece. I mean, it was amazing that we got that attention. It was beautiful. But there's been some commentary that I don't know if they made the choice to not interview male fans. I don't know, Travis, what is your take on, like, male Sailor Moon fandom?
Yes, my special area.
Your special area.
You know, it's... Well, that sounded wrong. Anyway, that's another story. Never mind. Anyway, you know, growing up as an anime fan is hard enough, especially when you're in a conservative area like Texas. But to grow up as a male fan of an anime like Sailor Moon that is so geared towards females can be isolating on some levels, especially when you are a teenager. Or preteen, or even all the way going back to elementary school. And, you know, I certainly had a father who wasn't all for it, but I think that it is important for a site like LAist, which is, or NBC, you know, LAist is the cool kids website for LA as far as, like, what event are you going to? MSNBC is one of the largest news reporting sites in our nation. Please do reach out to the male Sailor Moon fans, because we had a very large amount of male Sailor Moon. I would say it was almost half.
It was quite co-ed.
I was surprised.
Yeah, ours was pretty co-ed, too.
Same here.
As a gay man, I can say that it is not mostly gay men who are fans of Sailor Moon.
No.
It is not. So it's just everyone, because it's a show that... is far beyond the surface aesthetic of girls in skirts fighting monsters. That's just a device to tell a very beautiful story that rewards people the longer they commit to it. And I think that, much like the My Little Pony fandom, the bronies, there is also an aspect of that, a very prominent and active aspect of Sailor Moon. One of the most active and long-running Sailor Moon websites, MoonKitty.net, is run by a nice Australian man named Brad, and he's done a lot to keep the fandom alive over the last decade. And mm-hmm. I think that those people need to be recognized.
As well as the Warriors of Legend and Genvid, those were Man Sailor Moon fans. I even thought I would have to, I even thought, when I start dating, oh my god, I would have to convince this, heterosexual man that Sailor Moon is great, but actually it's like, oh no, oh that, oh yeah, I used to love that. That's a great show. Hey, why don't we watch some episodes? Rachel's like, sure thing. But I think that it's just so important to acknowledge the fact that it actually is almost a disservice when you just gloss over. I mean, obviously, Sailor Moon has a very important and feminist message, and it means so much to women because we so rarely see women with such diversity and in these roles of power and owning our own power. So obviously, it means so much unspoken to the female fans. However, when you even though that's true, when you then gloss over, use that same breath to gloss over the male fans, you actually do a great disservice to the Sailor Moon fandom, because what you do is completely ignore one of the most amazing things about the series, was how transcendent it is. How Sailor Moon was targeted for little 8-year-old girls in Japan. None of us on this podcast was an 8-year-old girl in Japan at the time. It has reached out to adults, teens, men, women, every sexual orientation, every race. Sailor Moon fans are so, and if you look, you just need to look at the pictures to see how many different people it has reached.
No, Sailor Moon is visceral testament to the fact that female empowerment is empowerment at large for everyone.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And in that comments, I was reading the comments of that video, I just posted, I'm like, it was celebrated by everyone. Literally everyone was there, of all ages. That was the one main thing that did bug me about that video. It wasn't just only women. It did say in the first part of the video, it said women. I'm like, no, there was everybody. Because Sailor Moon touched everybody. It was just...
I was trying to find
Universal.
Only women at the Seattle event? That doesn't sound right.
I had a huge question mark, and I was just joking around my phone. Wait, so does that mean my buddy DJ Rama is a girl now? I'm just kidding.
Oh, DJ Rama.
I think it's good that we recognize that that might be an issue, and so in the coming years, we can make sure when those media people show up that we recognize the male fans.
Well, the everyone fans, the transcendent
everyone
quality. Yeah. You can't ignore the transcendent quality. It's part of the Moonlight Legend.
All inclusive.
Many people, too, were against, everybody who was a Moonie on there. They were just saying, what are you talking about, only women? It was, a long list. And then, of course, you got those trolls in there, but the majority of the people were like, okay, it wasn't only women. I mean, it's everybody. So it's all fans have, agreed on that.
Mm.
So, any closing thoughts before we wrap up the show?
Just Sailor Moon Los Angeles, International Sailor Moon Day next year. Look forward to it. It's going to be even better.
Mm-hmm. And I just, again, keep the moon power alive. Tsuki no hikaru wa ano message. I just butchered that. I don't care. I just, I'm sorry.
The moonlight carries the
message
of love.
And I would like to say moon pride, because that's what we got right now, and we're going to keep going with it. So keep checking the page. Hopefully by September I'll try to figure a date and we'll go with it, and we'll make it bigger and better.
And I'll be bringing on the Pop-Tarts. Strawberry.
Yeah.
We should
have
strawberry.
That is? Well,
sure, yeah. Alright, this has been another edition of Zero Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. You just joined in with Lisa, Travis, Rachel, and Eri Kagami. And remember, the con is what you make of it, so make it a good one. Good night, everyone.
Right.